Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in, time for a start of the week daily editorial. We're going to start it with something that's pretty controversial. Jimmy is very, very convinced right now that information is being suppressed. Jimmy feels that, for example, Elon Musk is really doing a good thing by letting a lot of information out. Jimmy, I'd like you to elaborate on this. This is kind of scary.
Yeah, so, you know, Elon Musk has been releasing information basically that's showing that the Twitter, one of the, you know, most important venues for information for people, was very clearly silencing opposition, but more importantly, getting directly involved in the 2020 presidential election and basically tubing Donald Trump.
Yeah.
As he releases more information, he's also releasing information on government involvement in suppressing that speech, using government authorities to both the FBI, the intelligence community, as well as, you know, influential politicians or spouses of influential politicians like Barack Obama's wife, Michelle, actually influencing, because of their relationships with Twitter executives, influencing and silencing political opposition.
Well, now that Musk owns Twitter, is this a thing of the past?
Well, no, this is my point. So Twitter was a very important venue, right? And Donald Trump used it to get a lot of information out. He had, between 50 and 80 million followers. So he could get information out away from corporate mainstream media that would not report on positive things. Now, the moment Twitter shut that down, and of course we know Facebook took similar efforts, then people just didn't get information about questions with the election in 2020. They didn't get information about the positive things that were happening under that previous administration.
Yeah.
They got a lot of attacks. Now, here's what's more important. Twitter is only one company. But let's
face it.
Well,
what I'm concerned about, Jimmy, is TikTok.
Well, TikTok, of course, you know, that's a Chinese run and collecting data, and that is very influential. But here's the bigger problem. Twitter, because Elon Musk is stepping up, has shown that they actively pursue this. Every other major network news media outlet probably did the exact same thing. So 90% of the corporate media outlets, including New York Times and Washington Post, were more than likely collaborating. And we know this because of all the leaks that were out from the government officials, especially the FBI during Trump and Russia investigation.
Jimmy, give us an example real quick, if you would, so we really can understand the situation.
As I'm saying, New York Times.
Yeah, but give me
Washington,
an example. Give me an example of the leaks, man.
Yeah, well, I am. I'm just saying they leaked massive amounts of information on the Russia collusion network. They leaked information about Don Jr. meeting with this Russian woman who basically wanted to, you know, use him to get dirt on, or, you know, that offered him dirt on Joe Biden during the election campaign, on Hillary Clinton during the election campaign back in 2016 or 2015, 2016. And then that came out as an investigative, you know, tool, and there was nothing to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go on and on of the number of leaks that the FBI was involved in to basically alienate, show falsely that Trump was somehow worked with the Russians in order to change the outcome of the election. Of course,
that was all cleared up, Jimmy. He was found innocent of all of that.
But the information was never broadcast. As you actually admitted numerous times, you don't hear much about those outcomes. You know, you hear the accusations, but you don't hear about what the outcomes were in those investigations. So the media, and here's
believe,
a
I don't believe I ever
out.
Said that.
Okay, well, regardless, let's
okay.
go back. Actually, you have numerous times, and a lot of people have said, hey, if no one hears about it, you know, Bill Barr's, you know, attempting to undermine the whole arguments within the Mueller investigation No one really heard about that. You just didn't hear about that. Of course, you hear a lot about Bill Barr saying that Trump needs to be, you know, gone, because the selective editorials in the media are pushing these agendas, but apparently in conjunction with official government sources. We know that the FBI, through a deposition in this Missouri court case, the FBI was meeting, and Homeland Security was meeting with Twitter executives on a weekly basis and giving them warnings on when there might be disinformation. Of course, that disinformation was specifically about Hunter Biden's laptop, and in fact, that wasn't disinformation, it was truth. So they shaped the outcome prior to the 2020 election with FBI and intelligence officers coming out and making accusations, or at least intimating that, in fact, this would have been Russian disinformation. We know that that was a falsehood. But here are the intelligence agencies and very influential politicians using corporate media to bow down. And what we know is that none of the major networks are actually covering any of this information now on Twitter that's coming out. The major networks are not doing it. And I argue it's because they're complicit and they've been doing the same thing. And they don't want to – I don't know how they're going to get out of it, but they're hoping that there'll be enough pressure that shuts down Twitter. And we see it continuously, the attacks on Elon Musk for actually telling the truth and opening the books.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's happening every day right now. And I think this is the biggest thing, probably the biggest problem that we're facing in the world right now, in my view, of this silencing and pushing back on information that would be counter to a political narrative.
Jimmy, you were talking earlier when we were talking this morning off mic, you were talking a little bit about Tucker Carlson. There are some fairly significant accusations against him. Let's talk about that.
So remember in the Russian collusion network, that whole entire fiasco, people like Adam Schiff would go on his show and called him publicly a Russian agent. Well, Tucker Carlson, in an interview, I believe this weekend, with Tulsi Gabbard on her podcast or her video cast, was talking to Tucker Carlson about this. And Tucker Carlson went ballistic because a, quote, neocon Republican made the accusation Tucker Carlson was a Russian agent. So he called him, and this is according to Tucker Carlson. He called him and said, "What are you doing? What are you saying?" And he said, "Well, the intelligence people are telling me that you're a Russian agent, and here's the proof for it." He says, "What are you talking about? I grew up in this city. I am an American. I am dude." And he was livid about it.
Yeah.
But
well,
what
I
you
would
see
be too, of course,
is an effort by professional intelligence operatives that are politically motivated to shape information, to steer politics in a way that protects their interests. And unfortunately, that cannot be accepted in a free society.
Yeah, no, of course it can't. So this thing is really, really getting pretty open right now. There are a lot of accusations. Let's forget about Tucker Carlson. He's only one person. But let's talk a little bit about the press is simply not covering all the information that's coming off of Twitter right now. And I guess what I would say is, what are the chances of Elon Musk getting in some real trouble because of what he's releasing?
I'd say, well, there's no question the DOJ has already said they're going to investigate Tesla. They're using their power and their influence to try to silence him and to push back. And this is the reality that we're facing in America right now, where the Michigan Attorney General threatens counties to doing recounts or they would be arrested in this last midterm election. Yeah. When the sitting Secretary of State, who's running for governor in Arizona, Katie Hobbs, actually threatens county council members with jail time if they don't certify the election that has significant questions into it. And there's more and more information coming out on that because of Twitter. But none of the other networks will cover it. And if you remember, you were not allowed to question the 2020 election without being threatened by Homeland Security for putting out disinformation. And this, again, is, in my view, is the most dangerous moment in American history, when so many tech companies are working together with federal government and federal agencies for political outcomes. They will silence people and they will use the tools of power in order to intimidate to achieve their political ends, and that takes away any possibility of this nation surviving.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question, and I know you've got to jump to the airport because you're flying out here to the West Coast for a board meeting today, but let me ask you a question. In the near term, how do you think this is all going to turn out?
You know, that's a tough question because, I don't know if there's enough strength by Elon Musk alone without – we don't have the support of the Republican Party because mm-hmm. the senior leadership in the Republican Party bows down to these same powerful media and tech influences. One, because of money, because they don't want to alienate them for donations, and two, because they're afraid of them
yeah.
because they know they'll be silenced. So without opening very, very powerful investigations that open this up, and this is what I hope will happen, that they open this up and they – not just Twitter, former Twitter executives, but New York Times editors, New York Post editors, how they're being influenced by politicians and then specifically with Google and Microsoft – how they're shaping information for people and actually silencing voices. Facebook is another one, very, very important, powerful tool out there. If these people do not face some sort of accountability for cooperating with government and actually having government officials be fired or actually imprisoned for their abuse of First Amendment rights for America, then we're just continue down the road of failure, and eventually we're just going to be like history has always proven, authoritarians, tyrants, criminals, and the corrupt always take power. This is the first time in history. Our nation is the first time in history, the first example where the individual is equal to or greater than the government because the government was supposed to be protecting individual rights. We are seeing erosion of that right now to where the government is protecting itself over individual citizens' rights, in particular the right to free speech. And, of course, to right to worship or not to worship as they wish. These are very, very dangerous times right now.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, you've got some interesting opinions, I have to tell you, and I think it's interesting to circulate those opinions. Apparently, a lot of our bloggers feel exactly the same way you do. Jimmy, if you have time later on this afternoon, for example, when you're on transit from the airport or to your board meeting, I'd like to talk a little bit about cryptocurrency, the bubble. Is it bursting right now, or does crypto still have a viable future? I'd like to address that subject later on today. Thanks for your time, Jim. Drive safe.
Hey, Al, I just want to let everybody know I will be flying out till it will. I won't be back to Seattle until about 8 or 9 o'clock tonight. So probably won't be able to get to that. I'll be on the board of the plane the entire time.
Okay.
But we can possibly talk about tomorrow, and I'll talk to you in the morning, and we can go on it because I very much have some, I've got a lot of thoughts on crypto and what's happening.
Yeah, so do I. I did a fair amount of research this weekend on it, and I want to come out with what I came up with. Jim, thanks. Have a safe trip.
Hey, thanks, Al. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.